We are so grateful for the kind words you've shared in your reviews. A listener in Melbourne, Australia, tells us their son can't go to bed without his dragon breaths and story, and that he takes dragon breaths whenever he feels angry or upset. And a listener in Japan says their daughter wants to hear Awe Island whenever she's having trouble sleeping. We're so happy our show is helping people stay calm all over the world. So now, let's be calm together with a meditation and a new story.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands apart as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of energy. Feel the warmth in your hands. Now slowly move your hands apart, then towards each other, now apart again, then towards each other. Can you feel the energy ball growing warm? We're going to help it get even warmer. Relax as you hold the ball, and let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath filling up your chest and belly. In and out. As you breathe, more love fills the ball. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Your body is still relaxed. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. even more love fills the ball. Now bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the love to melt gently into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep breath in and out as you enjoy the feeling of love warm your body. Now that you are feeling love, let's share some with the world. Again, hold your hands as if you had a ball and feel the energy between your hands. Relax as you hold the ball. Think about the ones you love. Your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whoever, whatever brings you love. Feel that love filling the ball in your hands. The ball gets warmer and brighter as love pours into it. Imagine the ones you love, your school, your town, your country, or the earth, and hold the ball of energy out. Imagine your ball of energy surrounding the ones you love and let it go. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy. Keep your hands on your heart, and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften. Completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Sweep, Sweep, and Away. Skipper the Street Sweeper was a happy fellow. He just loved cleaning the streets of Awe Island and keeping the island beautiful for everyone to enjoy. And today was a very exciting day. It was the first of the month, which meant he was going to sweep over by the school and the library, as well as the post office and the grocery store. There usually were very interesting things to see and sweep away when he was cleaning in town. It was bright and early morning when Marta opened the overhead door to the garage where Skipper was waiting. Marta was his driver, and he thought she was such fun to work with. While she was driving, Marta liked to listen to really peppy, cheerful music, and Skipper loved the music too. Sometimes, Marta would just sing or hum a melody, and she had such a pretty voice. Marta also would wave hello to everyone they passed while cleaning the streets. All the friendly waves back made Skipper feel really appreciated. "Ready to go, buddy?" Marta called as she patted Skipper's hood. Skipper was so excited he wanted to shout yes from the rooftops. He knew exactly what was going to happen next. Marta hopped into the driver's seat and rolled down the window of the cab. Skipper's engine roared to life with a loud vroom, and soon they were rolling forward, out of the garage and into the sunlight. Skipper just loved the tickly rumble his engine made. Soon, they were headed down the street towards the starting point of their route for today. It was just before the police station. When they got to the starting point, Marta expertly maneuvered Skipper to the side of the street so his brushes would sweep all the way to the edge and clean up all the debris. She paused a moment, and Skipper bubbled with excitement. It was time to begin his street-sweeping route. He felt Marta click on his yellow flashing lights to let everyone know they were moving slowly and cleaning the street. Then Skipper felt a second click, and his brushes below and to the side whirred to life. They made a graceful swish, swish sound. With that, they were off, slowly moving down the street, picking up all the debris in their path. Rumbling along, Skipper felt so proud and excited to be on the job. They passed Sam, walking his dog Wilbur. Sam gave Marta and Skipper a huge wave, and Wilbur wagged his tail enthusiastically. The police station was next, and there were two police officers standing outside having a conversation. They too noticed Marta and Skipper and smiled and waved. Continuing down the street, Skipper was always fascinated by the debris he swept up. Candy wrappers, dried leaves, used straws, apple cores, and all sorts of little bits of broken things. Sometimes he found an errant sock or a lost mitten in the winter, and occasionally he even found a shoe. Past the police station, they approached the library, and Skipper saw a crowd outside. What was happening? Getting closer, finally, Skipper could see that they were having a book fair, where everyone was donating their used books to share with others who needed them. Max and Mia were there, waiting to drop off the books they had outgrown. They enthusiastically waved to Marta and Skipper, and Skipper beamed when Marta gave the kids a friendly toot toot with Skipper's horn in response. Marta guided Skipper to make a right turn at the next light. They were headed towards the school. It was summer break, so not all the kids were at the school today, but some were there for summer school. It was such a beautiful day that the teacher was holding class outside, and all the kids were sitting in a circle on the grass near the playground. Hearing Skipper's proud, rumbly engine and whirring street-sweeping brushes, they all turned and waved. Again, Marta gave the kids a cheerful toot toot on the horn in reply. Skipper beamed with joy. Past the school, eventually Marta and Skipper turned another corner and began their approach to the post office. Skipper loved this part of the route because it was his chance to say hi to all the mail trucks lined up waiting to begin their mail routes with their drivers. As they slowly swept the street, passing the lineup of mail trucks, Skipper said a personal hello to each one. "Good morning," he exclaimed to the first mail truck, and soon got a friendly "good morning" in return. To the next mail truck, Skipper said, "Hello," and that mail truck replied with, "Hello to you too." To the third mail truck, Skipper said, "Fine morning indeed," and that mail truck chuckled and cheerfully replied, "Fine indeed." By the time they passed the third mail truck, Skipper felt a little anxious. In truth, he was looking for one mail truck in particular. His best friend, Marnie Mail Truck. He didn't see her in the lineup. Where was she? Just then, Skipper spotted her. She was still backed up to the post office, being loaded with her mail for the day. Skipper felt relieved and happy to see Marnie. He called out, "Marnie, hello, I've missed you. How are you?" Marnie Mail Truck happily called back to Skipper, "Hello, Skipper. I've missed you too. I'm very good. Excited to start my mail route." "You're doing a fine job of sweeping the streets. They look so fresh and clean." Skipper called back, "Thank you, Marnie. Thank you," as he passed by with Marta at his helm. "Hope to see you soon." "Yes," Marnie called back enthusiastically. "Very soon." Marta turned yet another corner with Skipper, and now they were approaching the grocery store. As soon as Skipper saw what was in the street in front of them, he panicked. It was a mama duck and her baby ducklings. The ducklings were so tiny they were having trouble hopping up onto the curb to get to the pond that was just beyond the grocery store. Luckily, Marta saw the mama duck and her babies too, and immediately slowed down, then stopped, patiently waiting for the mama duck to help each baby duckling up, one by one, onto the curb. Once all the ducklings were safely out of the street, and mama duck was leading them all to the pond, Marta began to move Skipper forward again. As they passed, Skipper admired how all the baby ducklings followed the mama duck in a line. They were so cute. Finally, they were back at the police station, having made their full route around the town. Skipper was very pleased at how clean the streets looked behind him. He yawned from all the hard work as Marta powered down his brushes and turned off his safety lights. It was time to head back to the garage. Once they reached the garage, Marta cleaned out all the debris Skipper had collected from the street and parked him back in his cozy spot inside. Skipper was so happy to have Marta as his driver. She took such good care of him, and together, they were a great team. As Skipper settled into his cozy parking spot, he yawned. Then Skipper ruffled his street sweeping brushes and relaxed, feeling peaceful and very sleepy. He yawned again. Then he took a deep dragon breath in and out. Thought of all he had to be grateful for. he was grateful to live on Awe Island, where everyone was so friendly. He felt grateful to be a street sweeper with such an important job to do. Most of all, he felt grateful for his closest friends, his driver, Marta, and his best friend, Marnie Mail Truck. Taking another deep dragon breath, in and out, Skipper tucked his sweeper brushes under himself into a cozy hug and relaxed, wishing everyone peace and happiness. Taking one more deep dragon breath, in and out, Skipper drifted off to sleep, dreaming of his next street sweeping adventure. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.